If you would like to know what this...
So, hang on, I must be pulling it out this time.
This...
Oh, okay, Dan.
And this...
Rules are made to be broken.
We're all about, then keep on watching and listening.
My behaviour and communications on this podcast are not an accurate reflection of how I interact in my other businesses. Basically, I don't ever swear at children. If this podcast causes you distress of any kind, either by what I say or who I am, then do yourself a favour and go away.
The things that I discuss and the thoughts that I have on this show is not necessarily a true reflection of my true business in the therapy room. And these are my thoughts and personal thoughts of what I deem to be true and not true. So here we go, the jar of judgment, and it's Gemma's turn to pull one of mine, hopefully, out.
I don't know, we'll just see where the ideas go. Dun, dun, nobody dun, knows. Dun. Okay, this is one of mine.
Oh no.
To be honest, I don't want to do this one, because I just don't want to do this one. I'm putting it back. I'm going to choose a different one.
So, give it a shake.
I don't want to do that one because it was a little bit too samey to the one that we'd just done. Okay. By the way, the only reason why we have a jar full of ideas of our very own is because we don't yet have any comments from you giving us new ideas to debate and discuss. So please add some suggestions if you're on YouTube into the comments box below, or if you are listening to us on iTunes, then ping me over an email. It's gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. Give us some ideas about things that you think we could politely disagree on in future shows. So, okay, I think this is one of yours.
Oh, okay, Dan.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. So, rules are made to be broken.
Huh. So.
Okay, I'm going to let you go first, because I've actually got a really strong opinion on this one.
Perfect.
I want to see
what. And I think we're going to disagree here.
Okay.
I think rules are there to be broken.
Okay.
And the reason that I say that is some rules have great purpose. Some rules are just being created for the entire time to control one's thoughts or behaviour.
Mm.
So,
give me an example.
For example, when you are a child and your parent says, you must not talk to strangers.
Right.
And it's a period.
Yeah.
Could then we disagree that as you grow older and you hold that belief to be so true, that actually through our adolescence, teenage and early adult life, we are so conditioned to not meet and talk and interact any new people because such a strong belief that's there.
Yeah.
So then when I say rules are there to be broken is at one point in our life, that was very useful and it conditioned us and kept us safe.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, is it for eternity? No.
Okay. Are we talking all rules here? Like all rules should at some point be broken?
I think...
Come on, Dan.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, because even if you're trying to behave, at some point you're going to do something wrong. And okay. we're just human.
Right. Okay. All right. So am I disagreeing? I don't... Here's the thing. I think that rules are important. I think rules give us a framework for society. I think rules give us a framework for how we should be behaving, interacting. I mean, if we didn't have rules... there would be carnage. It would
Indeed.
Be like, what's that film where they have like one night where the people can go out?
The purge. Yes.
We don't want to be living like the purge. So, I think rules are really, really important. I think they give us boundaries. I think they also help us to coexist. And they help us to guide us and move us forward. You know, I employ staff. We have to have rules about how they behave and how they interact, the jobs that they do. Like, those rules are really important. When we don't have those, or if I get a little bit too relaxed with the rules, then their productivity starts to disintegrate and change and do bad things. So I'm a big enforcer of rules. Also, I work with children, as you know. Every single workshop I do with children, we start out with the rules. Like, what are the rules for the room going to be?
Yeah.
What should we be doing? What should we avoid doing? I do it on all my trainings with the adults as well. Now I'm saying it, I'm thinking about it. So we have rules for the room on my training, because if I don't give them those rules up front, then, you know, they'll take a 30-minute break when it's supposed to be a 10-minute break. They miss content. Like, the rules are there to support them in their learning. They have to have those rules.
I'm going to agree with that. You need to have rules in place. Mm. But who created these rules?
Me.
So the rules that you want to create, if they were to be broken, could that person be more efficient in what they are doing?
Well, no, not if they're showing up late from my, you know, for my training, then...
Agreed.
That's not going to be efficient.
But if there was a scenario where a rule was given to an employee or someone that you was on a training course, and it was a set formula, you do it by this, A, B, C, and D.
Mm-hmm.
If that person thought, oh, I can actually do it this way, get exactly the same result, nobody got hurt, and it's a win-win. And I'm sure if we can find them...
Those people aren't employed. Those people are entrepreneurs. Those people are the directors. Like, the people that think like that aren't employed. I think rules create safety. I think they make us feel more secure. Like, certainly when I think about working with children and young people, there was a study, actually, that said children who are disciplined feel more loved because they feel like they have people around them who care about them enough to want to put that provision of rules around them, those boundaries around them, to keep them safe. So I think rules are really important. Are they made to be broken? No, not necessarily. I mean, of course, anyone can break the rules at any point in time. And there may be times when breaking the rules has a bigger payoff than sticking to them. Not necessarily for everybody, maybe just for that person in that moment. Or maybe on the whole, like, breaking the rules once in a while is going to have a really positive ripple effect on the people around them or the rest of society or whatever. But I think those rules are there for a reason. Those rules are there to give us guidance and support and boundaries around what we're doing.
Yeah, I think rules are there and they are important in some scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Like I mentioned, as a child, I was always told never to talk to strangers.
Mm-hmm.
That taught me so well. But as I grew up, did I hold that belief to be absolute so true? Maybe so, but some people evolve at a different pace.
But then maybe that's more about the rules could and should change over time, or the rules should be flexible given the circumstances that you're in. So I think that the rules should be flexible given the scenario that we're in, but I don't think that, you know, kind of going out there with an attitude of let's break the rules is necessarily a good thing.
So just to clarify to the audience that's listening,
yeah,
you mentioned a key word there.
That. Yeah.
It was flex the rules.
Yes.
So do I get half a point? Because half the rules need to be broken or at least flexed.
Yeah, I think rules are made to be flexible is a better summary than the rules are there to be broken.
Okay, I can live with this. That's half a point to Dan, half a point to Gemma. We can win this. In fact, why don't you
There's
leave a
no
comment?
Scores. There's no scores here.
And leave me a note.
Yeah, or just say that I'm right and we're good.
Okay, so let's wrap this up with a recycled ending from a previous podcast because, well, quite frankly, I haven't had the time to sit down with Dan and record another one.
So that kind of brings us to the end. And I'd like to thank you all for listening and for watching, depending where you are. If you'd like to reach out and connect, you can find me at London_celebrity_therapy or find me on Facebook at Daniel Hurley.
Alrighty. So thank you very much for listening, guys. I, as always, am available on the Instagram, the Snapchat, the Facebook, the Twitter, etc., etc. I will post all the links below that you might need. I will speak to you all again. Thank you so much for either watching or listening, depending on how you have been tuning in today. Sorry, my Fitbit's going off. Shut up. Still getting to grips with this. Okay.
Yeah. So my turn. So what's it called? The jar of judgment.
The jar of judgment.
The judgment of jar.
Maybe we should write the name on the jar. So we
on
don't.
The back of my hands. Sort of like this.
I might chuck you off your chair if you're too cheesy.
And Dan has disappeared as he's melting in the basement.
Yeah. Or I could just do some like special video effects where Dan isn't there, or there's just a massive emoji
drifting
over the top of his face instead.